This was your first car?
Yes, ma'am.
And you gave the defendant $2,500.
Her sweet deal turned out to be a lemon.
His mechanic said they needed a new motor.
I mean, you bought this car as is. That's what it says here.
Or did this car dealer talk a good game?
He said you have a 30-day warranty. He said...
Show me where it says that.
He said that verbally.
I'm going to explain something to you, which is the law.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Rosalind Britt is suing used car lot owner Christian Ujo for illegally repossessing her vehicle.
Order. All rise. It's case number 84 on the calendar in the matter of Britt versus Ujo.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Ujo, how long have you been in the used car business?
I've been in the used car business for 5 years now.
Do you have a lot?
Yes, ma'am.
And a maintenance center?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you sell Miss Britt her car?
March 28, 2018.
For how much?
For $6,500.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Dodge Charger.
What year?
It was 2007.
When did you purchase that car?
Purchased the car 2017 in American Auto Auction.
$3,980.
Yes, and I paid a buyer fee is $350.
How many cars did you buy at that auction?
I bought 3 cars the same day.
Which was the most expensive?
It was a Dodge Charger.
What other cars did you buy?
I bought a Nissan Altima.
What year?
2002. Then I bought a Dodge Stratos. It's 2002, too.
How much did you pay for it?
$3,980.
When you bought the Dodge Charger, was it drivable?
Yes, it was in good condition.
So you bought it for $4,000 in December.
Yep.
And you sold it for $6,500 a couple of months later.
Yes.
And this was your first car?
Yes, ma'am.
And you gave the defendant, when you came in to see the car, according to what I read, $2,500.
Correct.
You agreed on this price of $6,500?
Well, what had happened was, at first, the car was $5,500. He wanted cash for the car, but I had told him that I can put half that on the car because the day I got the car, he wasn't in the office. I spoke to his secretary.
Well, don't tell me you spoke to his secretary. That's
Well, he wasn't in the office, but I was talking to his secretary.
Just a second. How much did you agree on for the car?
Originally, he posed me $5,500.
But then you had to make payments.
Correct.
So it was a little more. They charge you an extra $1,000 to make the payments.
Correct.
So originally, the sale price was $5,500.
Yeah, on cash price.
Just a second. And how much did you put down?
$2,500.
And then you came back and gave him another $8?
Yes.
On what date?
On the 26th.
And is that when you picked up the car?
No. I got the car the same day when I put the $2,500 down, which was on the 20th. I brought the car back up there the next day on the 21st because he had to put a tracking device inside the car. If you look at the contract, it states that if I didn't bring it back up there to put the tracking device...
Or no, you had to put the tracking device because you hadn't finished paying for it.
Correct.
That sounds fine so far. So you got the car on March 20th.
Correct.
And you drove it.
Yes.
The car didn't give you trouble until April 2nd.
Not correct. It broke down on April 2nd.
Broke down on April 2nd.
It was on Easter.
Was that the first time that you had called Mr. Ujo?
No, ma'am.
When had you called him?
The 23rd, I had called him because the car had ran hot. His secretary was like, well, hey, could you bring it in before you go to work? Because I said, I think the coolant has a leak in it. Then when I brought it up there, their mechanic...
On what date?
That was like the 23rd.
3 days later?
Yes, ma'am.
And they put something in it?
Yes, they put the coolant in it, and no later than like an hour, all of it had came back out. Like, it had...
Coolant came out again.
It constantly leaked. Correct.
I want you to look at your bill of sale.
Okay.
Does your bill of sale say that you are buying this car as is?
I asked him that.
No. I'm asking you to look at the bill of sale. Does the bill of sale say that you are purchasing this 11-year-old car as is?
That's what I signed off on.
That's what you signed off on?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it.
I don't have it.
Do you have a copy?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it. Just the bill of sale. All I want to see is the bill of sale. That's the contract. Rosalind Britt agrees to bring back on Friday $1,000.
Yes.
Rosalind Britt will bring car back on 321 for repairs.
Yes.
What repairs?
That was when we supposed to do the coolant because the car was running hot and she never showed up.
That's not true, Your Honor.
She only come once.
Just a second.
Your Honor, the 21st.
Just a second. I'm just curious. I mean, you bought this car as is. That's what it says here. Just understand that. That's what it says. I'm just trying to understand.
He then stated after that, because that's why at first when I say, oh, it's as is, he said you have a 30-day warranty. He said a 30-day warranty requires that if something happens with the motor, either we pay for the part.
Show me where it says that.
He said that verbally.
Ms. Britt, I'm going to explain something to you.
Okay.
The law is when you have a written contract.
Correct.
Any modification of it has to be signed by both parties in the same formality as this.
Okay.
This says that you agree that any warranties that the car may have with the manufacturer and the seller specifically excludes himself. It's a simple contract, actually. You know, it's not buried anywhere. It's the only thing here. So I don't care what he said to you. I know you're a new car buyer, and I've done hundreds of these cases, and it's unfortunate if you buy a used car and you don't have it inspected. That's what you're supposed to do. If you buy a used car from somebody that you know or don't know, the wise thing to do is to say, I would like to have my own mechanic take a look at it before I give you $3,000. Because I don't know what an 11-year-old car has. He has no history on the car, really, because he bought it at an auction. So he is disclaiming anything that may be wrong with the car. I want you to understand that that's the law.
But if that was the case.
I just said to you, but if he told you that it was driven by a little old lady to the Piggly Wiggly and back for the last 11 years, and it was lovingly taken care of, and all of that turns out to be a lie, but in here it says you're buying the car as is, no warranties from him, that's it. Everything else we call puffing. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, he wrote an additional thing in here that you'll bring in by the 23rd another $1,000. And you didn't. You brought in $800, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So right away, the only breach of this contract, Ms. Britt, is yours.
But he agreed to that.
No, he can't agree to it. Agree to it. He has to write it here. I agree to accept $800 instead of $1,000.
He wasn't in office.
I don't care. I'm telling you what the law is.
Okay.
So what I'm telling you that, unfortunately, right now he has the car that he refuses to return to you because he says you owe him money.
Okay, so.
Wait just a second.
Okay.
So what I'm telling you is he doesn't have to fix your car at all. Under this agreement, he doesn't have to fix your car at all. So what he did was when it broke down and he said it needed a new motor.
Correct.
He gave you a loan a car. He didn't have to do that. I'm telling you, he didn't have to do that. Then when that broke down, he gave you another loaner that you had for how long?
I had that for like 2.5 weeks.
So you drove it?
3.5 weeks.
Shh, 2.5 weeks. He didn't charge you for that, right?
No.
He didn't have to do that. He really wasn't being a bad guy.
I just thought to have a car for 11 days and for you to need a new motor, that's just absurd.
It's very unfortunate, but that's what happens when you buy an 11-year-old car. It can happen. It can happen when you buy a new car. I purchased new cars, driven the new car out of the dealership, and the air conditioning didn't work, and the radio didn't work, and the top didn't go down. And then you go back to the dealership, and you say to them, this is a brand new car. Everything should work. Well, they'll fix it. Say, I don't want it fixed. I want a different car. They say, you can't have a different car.
Okay.
That's your car. And as soon as you drive it out, it loses its value. What I'm telling you is it's the law. If you didn't have a written contract and this was all verbal, yes, you could say he said he would warranty the car for 30 days.
But I have a question.
What?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so once the car had broke down and his mechanic said they needed a new motor. I found the motor and he didn't want it because he said it didn't have a warranty. He said, well, I'll find a motor. So once he found the motor, he said that I have to pay for the labor. So if he didn't want to honor...
He was being a nice guy. It also doesn't say he has to give you loan of cars while your car is being fixed. It doesn't say that. So, Mr. Ujo, now you have a car for which he's paid $3,300. How much did you pay for the motor?
I paid the motor $1,800, which is the, I got the evidence receipt right here.
Did you tell her that the motor was $1,800?
Yes, I told her when I got the motor, it's $1,800. I told her, you're gonna pay for it, then I'm gonna start putting it in. She told me she don't have no money.
She has no more money?
Yeah, she don't have it. I said, well, I'll pay for it. But before you pick the car up, you have to pay me for the motor.
That's not what he said.
Because it's gonna take me $550 just to put the V8, because those charges heavy motor. Mechanic is gonna charge me $550, and it's gonna come out from my own pocket.
So I have to pay for the motor.
So you have to pay for the motor when I put it in, and which is I did. I bought the motor and I called her, and when I was start putting the motor in, she never make no payment on her car.
The question, Ms. Britt, is, I've just explained the law to you. He has the car. If you want the car, you have to pay for the motor and you have to pay for the rest of the car. If you don't want to do that, then he's just going to keep the car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
this says carpet cleaning, 3 rooms. She had 1 room.
Correct.
And the whole thing was $135.
Correct.
Where's the rest of her security deposit?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Rosalind Britt says used car lot owner Christian Ujo illegally repossessed her vehicle. Christian is countersuing for the unpaid balance on the car, repairs, rental costs, and tow fees.
The question, Ms. Britt, is, I've just explained the law to you. He has the car. If you want the car, you have to pay for the motor and you have to pay for the rest of the car. If you don't want to do that, then he's just going to keep the car.
Ma'am, he never told me that I had to pay anything to get the car back. When I had the black Hyundai, I was calling in every day checking on the car. He kept saying, well, something's going on with his mechanic, so on and so forth. That's why I had the Hyundai for so long. His secretary called me on May 19th and told me that the car was ready.
Okay. Ms. Britt, I've explained it to you. I can't tell you any other way. So your case is dismissed.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Now have the car.
Yes.
Sell it. Just a second.
Okay.
Got a lien on it? Sell it. You'll get your $1,800 back that you paid for the motor. You'll get the $500 back. I think probably Ms. Britt has been told this by somebody else before. If she hasn't, I've explained it to her. I gave her basic contracts 101. The car is yours. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor. What about all my account? All my money I took for the cars there?
Listen to me. Listen to me, sir. You have $3,300 of her money. Do you understand? Sell the car. The car's now fixed. It has a new motor that you paid for. You paid $1,800 for the motor. You paid $500 for the labor to put the motor in. That's almost what she gave you for the car. So you're not at a loss for anything. You have the money. Do you understand?
She broke my car down.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, step out.
The car was in good condition, and she test drive the car.
When I asked him about the warranty, he told me it was a 30-day warranty, as if something break down.
She drove the car. She drove the car almost like 20, 25 minutes.
Either I pay for the port or pay for the labor. So that's what we agreed upon verbally.
And she came back, she said she won the car. That means she loved the car.
Well, that was the thing. When I seen the car, it did have a sign to say as is.
And the car sold as is. So I don't have anything to do with the car.
I just feel like I should have had it on paper versus it just saying as is.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kalicki versus King. Step forward.
Florian Kalicki is suing his former roommate, 24-year-old Alexa King, for unpaid rent, utilities, and damage to her room.
Mr. Kalicki, you have a primary lease on a 3-bedroom what, apartment or house?
It's a townhouse.
When did you sign it?
In March 31st, 2017.
How much is the rent on it?
Total rent?
Total rent that you're obligated to pay under
$1,500.
And after you moved in, you decided to get a couple of roommates.
Correct.
And when did you get the first roommate?
It was about at the same time as Alexa came in, so May 21st, 2017.
And what was the name of the other roommate?
Nick.
And how much did Nick pay for rent?
He paid $500.
And how much did Ms. King, who came in also in May, how much did she pay?
$550.
And they signed with you, not with the landlord, but with you, a 1-year lease.
So I signed the principal lease, and then they were added on the lease as an amendment.
In May?
In May, correct. So I signed in March, and they signed in May.
And Ms. King gave you security deposit?
Correct.
How much did she give you?
She gave me $550.
And what did you do with that money?
I kept it.
You kept it? And when did Ms. King leave?
She left mid-November.
And did she pay you November's rent?
Correct.
She did? The answer is yes. And when she moved out, did you do a walkthrough with her of her room?
Not with her, no. She already had left.
Did you do a walkthrough with the landlord?
Yes, at the end of the, because the lease was expired on March 31st.
No, I'm talking, I want to know whether Miss King left her room in good condition.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You had 5 months' notice that she was going to be leaving when the baby was born.
Your Honor, but she also said that she would find someone to take over her sublet.
Why didn't you find someone to take over the sublet that you could live with?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Florian Kalicki says his former roommate, Alexa King, moved out owing for rent, utilities, and room damages. Alexa is countersuing for the return of her security deposit.
I want to know whether Miss King left her room in good condition.
No.
She did not?
No.
What was wrong with it?
Well, she had a cat, and it made scratches everywhere. It also puked everywhere, and I had to have someone to clean for it.
So you had to have the carpet cleaned?
Correct.
Show me the bill for her room. No, you ordered carpet cleaning for 3 rooms for $135.
Well, it was for the total. I did it at the same time since I stayed.
This says carpet cleaning 3 rooms. She had 1 room.
Correct.
And the whole thing was $135.
Correct.
Where's the rest of her security deposit?
Well, she also had $300 for a pet deposit that she didn't pay, and then the $200.
Where's the rest of her security deposit? She owes you a third of $135 at most.
And
I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to your claim in a second. I just want to know who you are. So far, her share is $45. So you owe her $505 back from her security deposit.
Yes.
During the term of the lease, while Miss King was there, she told you that she was pregnant.
Yes, during the lease.
On what month did she tell you that she was pregnant?
I think it was October 2017.
And that was the first time she told you that she was planning on having a baby?
No, she was pregnant. She told me that.
When did she tell you? Listen, I asked you a question. Maybe I'm not making myself clear. When did she tell you that she was pregnant? In what month? If you don't remember, I'll ask her.
I don't recall.
I told him right after I found out, June 23rd of 2017.
Did she tell you when the baby was expected?
No.
Did you ask her?
It's really not my business, so.
Well, certainly it's your business, because what you want her to do is you want her to pay rent. Mm-hmm. December, January, February, March,
correct,
and April, 5 months rent. She says she told you at the beginning of her pregnancy that she was pregnant. She says you told her, you know, there are no babies here. We don't have babies here. But you had 5 months notice that she was going to be leaving when the baby was born.
Right.
Because she wanted to live with her mother for help.
Correct.
She told you that.
Correct.
She told you that well in advance of her leaving.
That is correct, Your Honor. But she also said that she would find someone to take over her sublet or pay until the end of the
Why didn't you find someone to take over the sublet that you could live with?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Why didn't you find someone to take over the sublet that you could live with? Why didn't you advertise? She gave you plenty of notice. I'm usually sympathetic with this. She gave you plenty of notice. 5 months. And if it were me, because if I'm going to believe you, so far I don't believe a lot because you didn't give her security. You were giving me a lot of baloney about why you kept her security deposit. She gave you 5 months' notice that because she was pregnant, but she said, I'm going home to live with my mother.
Right.
And if it were me who lived someplace, I would put an ad on Craigslist like you did when you got this roommate.
Correct.
To find someone else that you would be compatible with. Not let her find somebody.
No.
You would find somebody.
Correct. I was willing to do it. And she said she would find someone, so I didn't do it until she said she didn't find anyone.
Very good. Your case is dismissed. On your counterclaim, he owes you $505. We're finished. Thank you.
Lies are excused, Mr. Powell.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm just really surprised. I had everything, all the evidence that she left me high and dry.
I'm pretty happy with it.
And it was during that month, end of October, and I had to pay until March.
He wanted me. He's like, you cannot have a baby here.
Until my lease expired, and I just don't understand. Why did that happen?
Well, he wanted me out. He said, you have to get out now.
She was supposed to find a roommate, yes. At least to help me out.
Well, he said he was going to find a new subletter.
Well, I had to pay her bills until the end of the contract.
I never took on responsibility for that, so.
I think I'll definitely double check the facts first.
Don't find a roommate on Craigslist.